Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Growing Pains Podcast, baby. I am your host, Allison LaRue. So happy to be joined with you. Oh, darn it. I'm wearing these, my favorite glasses. They're my blue light glasses, but they're just so reflexive. If that's even a word. So I'm going to have to take them off. Whatever. Anywhoozy, hope you're doing great. How are we? We're back outside for another episode. It's just been beautiful weather here in Pennsylvania. So I'm taking advantage of it because I also, my grandfather just like makes the most ridiculous coughing sounds ever. And also he has the TV up to about 95 volume. So I'm like, I'm not going to record in there. You wouldn't hear it because my mic doesn't pick it up, but like I can't focus with those noises in the background. And yeah, anyway, so we're outside again. If you hear the ambiance, like I said in the past couple of episodes, we're outside, babe. Let it just like feel like you're sitting outside with me, talking to me. Anyway, oh my God, my battery's gonna die. I gotta get a new battery. Right back, I'll be right back. Okay, we're back, babe. Sorry about that. I had to change my camera battery. And can I just say, if you do anything with the camera, buy two batteries at least. Literally just last week did I get... I have three batteries now. I got a double pack, double charger pack of batteries. But literally up until this point, I had been operating off of one battery. And that's not great for me, especially as someone with ADHD. Like, especially before I started naturally treating my ADHD, which is what we're going to be talking about today. But I would, like, only be able to do things. Like, I would only get motivation in spurts. Sorry for going, ha, into the microphone. I would only be able to like do things in spurts when I had that motivation and the executive function in that moment to do it. It would be like very, I loved, it sucks because I literally love to do these things, but like eventually your ADHD just like inhibits you from doing even the things that you enjoy. And it's so frustrating because it leaves you feeling like I have to be so depressed. Like, I guess I'm just depressed because why don't I find joy in anything? And obviously that's not to say like you can't be depressed and have ADHD. You can. And actually a lot of the times I think they do go hand in hand, but like I just had chronic fatigue and I had no executive function and I had no motivation and I like couldn't do anything, you know? And I have a whole video, podcast episode video on my YouTube channel and on Spotify and Apple called, I don't know what it's called. It's something about ADHD. It's the only one I have on ADHD besides this one. How getting diagnosed with ADHD changed my life, I think is what it's called. But like, I would, you know, there's things I needed to do for work or whatever. And also like content creation is one of my favorite things to do. And I know it's a long-term goal of mine. So even when I'm not feeling motivated to do it, I would like make myself do it. So like, for example, I knew like I needed to record at least one episode all week. And I'm not talking about this week, but like whenever I'm not speaking well right now. A couple of months ago, if I knew like, okay, I need to record an episode for the podcast for, you know, to get it posted next week, I need to record it this week. I would never set myself like, I have to record on this day at this time because I knew I probably wouldn't want to do it then. But I was like, I need to find a moment where I have the energy, I have the motivation, and I have the executive function to sit down and record. And that is very far and few and far between. It didn't come often, basically, when I actually felt like getting something done. Because also when I did feel like getting something done, I would use that energy to do my client work and to try to make money, because up until recently I wasn't making money off of my content. Also, I'm like still really not, but, you get what I'm saying. Like I had, especially for this podcast, I would get like maybe 50 listeners on each episode, which is awesome. Like I loved that. I went 3 years getting maybe 50 listens on each episode. And that's, you know, it is what it is. Like, I didn't mind it. Now, thank God, like, I'm so grateful for you guys. There's more listeners on this podcast. And it feels really rewarding. And it is another motivating factor to get it out. Because before I was like, okay, if I don't post a podcast, no one's going to care. Like, nobody will notice. But it really sucked because I would sit down and, you know, set up everything. And I'm so excited to have an apartment one day where I can have like an extra bedroom where it's just for like my studio to record a podcast and things like that, because it doesn't take that much work, but it, especially when I was already exhausted and didn't feel like doing anything, the thought of like, okay, I want to record, it's not just so easy as sitting down and like talking. I have to set up my camera and make sure the battery's in and the SD card is in, but first I have to clear the SD card, and then I have to set up my microphone, and then I have to set up my computer, but is my computer charged? And then I have to pull up my notes, and like, it was just this whole process. So it took a lot out of me to get all that done, and then I'd sit down and start to record and be like, oh my god, my camera battery's dead. That like literally shattered my heart. That was hard to witness. Like, so moral of the story, I'm so glad I got another camera battery, because it's just so worth it. It's just awesome. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about my journey with naturally treating my ADHD. I really don't even remember what all I talked about in my first ADHD episode, but that was essentially, I know it was like how getting diagnosed changed my life. At that point, I hadn't started naturally treating it. I wasn't really even considering treating it yet, because I was still very much in the phase of like, I think right when you get diagnosed with ADHD and your entire life before that, you don't really realize how much it affects you. At least I didn't. I never knew how much my ADHD affected me. And it wasn't until after I got diagnosed and started to research it that I was like, all of my problems are stemming from my ADHD. Awesome. Because when I got diagnosed, I was like, I don't need to get treated. But yeah, even my own therapist was like, it doesn't affect you that much, because I brought it up to her. I was like, I think I have ADHD. And she was like, not enough to ever worry about. Like, you're good, babe. And I was like, okay, thanks. Thank you. So yeah, when I got diagnosed, I didn't even consider getting treated because I didn't think I needed to. Like, I didn't know. I knew it was affecting me, but I didn't know to what degree. Like, I didn't know my chronic fatigue. I knew this is what I thought ADHD was. And why I didn't get diagnosed for so long, I think it's what everyone thinks it is like being hyper and not being able to focus and being forgetful. That's what I thought ADHD was, until probably a month before I got diagnosed, I started to learn a little bit about it, about like how it might affect my mood swings, and I learned a little bit about executive function. But once I got diagnosed, that's when I learned about like rejection sensitivity dysphoria and how it's the main source of my fatigue and the out of sight, out of mind, and me not really being great at listening to people and not being the best with communicating and having a hard time setting boundaries and being a people pleaser and lacking motivation and always being tired and having a bad appetite and having a bad relationship with food and binge eating and having a bad sleep schedule. Like, the list goes on and on and on. So it wasn't until I learned, oh shit, this is affecting me a lot. Is it raining? Oh my god, it just started raining. How cute is that? It wasn't until I realized, okay, this is ruining my life, which it's not ruining my life. I truly think with awareness, ADHD can literally be your superpower, because we are brilliant. People with ADHD, brilliant. Our minds, incredible. Yes, it works differently than neurotypical people, which I think that's why it can be such a setback, is because if ADHD people did not have to exist and, you know, function inside of a neurotypical society, let me reword that. If people with ADHD did not have to exist and function inside of a society that was designed by and for neurotypical people, it would not be viewed as such a setback. If we got to build our own form of society and exist inside of that, I truly think that would be everything for us, and it wouldn't be like so detrimental, because like, you know, we're inside of a hustle culture society, and that doesn't work for people with ADHD. Like, when you look around at your authors and your artists and your entrepreneurs and your, you know, path pavers, like, those are your neurodivergent people. Those are your ADHD people. Those are your autistic people. Like, we are the ones that are saying, this shit isn't working for us. We have to do something different. We're starting our own business. Sorry, I keep hitting the table and then knocking the cord loose in my mic, but I just want to reiterate that, because I think especially right when you start to realize how much ADHD affects you, you can like almost hate your brain for a second and be like, what the fuck did I do to deserve this curse, you know? But it's not like that, and it doesn't need to be like that, and it can really be your superpower. just with a little bit of awareness and education surrounding it and, you know, all the things. But with that being said, once I started to realize how much it was affecting me, I moved forward with the decision to decide to experiment with treatments for ADHD, because it just wasn't working in my favor at that moment in time. I was like really trying to fight my way out of a deep depression and just a lot of things that I was like, I need to have energy. Like, I need to not have this chronic fatigue all of the time. So I was toying around with the idea of trying out prescription medication, while also reaching out to people in my life who have ADHD and I knew were treating it in one way or the other. So I started asking people about their experiences. And before even going into this, I had my own bias towards medication. I'm not against medication at all by any means. That's just not the first route I wanted to take because of a few things. One, my own previous history with being medicated. I was medicated for anxiety and depression in the past, and it is such an exhausting process of trying to find a medication and a dosage that works for you. It was really hard for me to go through the whole process of trying to find a anxiety medication that didn't make me feel awful. Like, I remember I tried a medication once for anxiety, and I was sitting down. I was still in high school, and I was sitting down doing my Spanish homework. And I, like, school comes very naturally to me. I don't want to toot my own horn, but, like, I'm a very book smart person. I love school. I did so well in school. And I say this for a reason, because I was sitting down doing my Spanish homework, and I wasn't even, like, doing anything really that required using my brain. Like, I had been writing my essay, but I just had to count how many lines I had written on this piece of paper, and I kept losing track of, like, the amount of numbers I was counting. Like, I would get to 7, I'd lose track and have to start over again. And I was like, something's seriously wrong. Like, I cannot even count. And just things like that happened leading up to that. But that was the tipping point for me of like, my brain's not working. I can't do this. So I went off that medication. And eventually I did find a medication that worked for me, but I stopped taking it because I was like, I don't want to rely on this. Like, I want to find a way to ease my anxiety without like being dependent on this medicine. And once again, this is so personal to me. Like, I don't want anyone to think there's anything wrong with being dependent on medication. Like, for so many people, it's so necessary. But I knew for me in that moment, like, I could do it without it. I just needed to do it. And luckily, I really did learn how to manage my ADHD, my anxiety, sorry. I have a whole like toolbox now of things I use when I'm feeling anxious. And I'm hoping I can do something similar with my ADHD, but, oh, okay, anyway, so the other reason I didn't want to go on, you know, ADHD medication, specifically stimulants, is because of my family's history with addiction, and I know a lot of people say, like, you can't get addicted to stimulants if you have ADHD. That's okay, I just didn't want to risk it. Like, I just didn't want to risk it at all. I saw a lot of people in my family very close to me struggle with addiction. Like, my childhood was just full of addiction, and I just didn't want, like, it's just not something I'm even interested in risking. So I was talking to people and considering a lot of options, and then I reached out to one friend who I knew had been on. They had tried Adderall, Wellbutrin, and then a mushroom complex in the past. And this was also the second time I heard about someone trying a mushroom complex. So at this point, I was like, I'm down to try it. Like, it's just a mushroom complex, so down to try it. So I ordered it. And literally on day 3, I noticed the most massive change. It was insane. I had energy. Like, I was getting shit done. And normally I would like wake up, lay in bed for hours because I woke up tired. I woke up without any energy. I couldn't get anything done. Like, I had no executive function. I'd get up, get the things that I needed to get done. And that's just like my couple things of client work. And then I'd lay down on the couch and just stay there. And like, hanging out with friends even felt like a chore, even though all these things I wanted to do, but like, getting myself to do anything felt impossible. And it didn't feel like that. Day three, I felt such a massive change in my energy levels, in my like executive function, in my ability to do things. I didn't feel nearly as overwhelmed when it came to doing things. And one of the best examples I can give to people is like, if you see, you know, if I finish eating and I have this dirty dish, I will like avoid at all costs putting it away. But eventually I learned how to do it. You know, you just figure it out. But it overwhelmed me and I would avoid it because I was like, okay, I have to go put it away. But is the dishwasher empty or full? It's full. So I have to empty the dishwasher. Now I have to rinse off this plate. Now I have to wash the things that are in the sink and put them in the dishwasher. Then I have to clean the kitchen. Like, it just felt like this whole thing. And I found myself not overthinking it. Like, I found myself just picking up the plate and going and doing all the things I needed to do. And one of the things in my toolbox that I learned in addition to that is the 2-minute rule. Like, will this take me 2 minutes? No. Okay, let me do it now. And even if you're cleaning an entire room, so like, for example, if you're, you know, you're cleaning your kitchen, don't view it as like, will this kitchen take me 2 minutes to clean? Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Look at it like, okay, will this fork take me 2 minutes to wash? No. Okay, will it take me 2 minutes to clean out the sink? No. Okay, will it take me 2 minutes to sweep the floor? No. And then lo and behold, you have the whole kitchen done. So that's one of my tips. But I, like I said, I noticed so many changes with this mushroom complex almost immediately. And, within the first 2 weeks, I noticed massive changes in my energy levels. My sleep schedule got corrected. I used to be like such an early riser and loved my mornings. And then I would just go to sleep early and wake up late because I had no energy and I always felt like I needed to be asleep. I was very much so an out of sight, out of mind person. I had a really hard time responding to texts or holding up relationships that weren't right in front of me. Like, I would forget I needed to answer people. I would forget I needed to text people. And it wasn't like I was forgetting about them, but like my brain was like, it was so hard. Even my family, like I would go a month without talking to my mom and it felt like it was a day. Like, it just, my brain didn't register that's something I needed to do and I wanted to do. My appetite got fixed so much. I had a really hard time with my relationship with food and emotional eating and all of that. And my body eventually just like stopped. I wouldn't eat until like 3 p.m. I just wasn't hungry until 3 p.m. But now I wake up literally like hungry. My body's like, okay, time for a fruit. Let's go eat. It was really miraculous. I wish I would have wrote down like all of the ways it changed my life, but I've just at this point recorded so many TikToks about it. I have a whole playlist on my TikTok about it. It's called How I Naturally Treated My ADHD. But my brain fog has been reduced. I've been reaching out to my friends more. My executive function has been massively improved. My listening skills and my conversation skills have improved a lot. I'm more aware of, like, I just don't have to think so hard to do things. I don't get overwhelmed. I don't get overstimulated. My memory has improved. Fatigue has gone away. Appetite's improved. All these things. On top of that, I don't want to like harp it all up to being this, you know, this thing, because I've also been working a lot on my gut health and like eliminating gluten was a really big thing for me. I haven't eliminated it completely. And honestly, since I've been back in Pennsylvania, I've not been good with that at all. But healing my gut health has been a really big help because there's such a massive connection between the two. But yeah, so the first 2 weeks of this were absolutely incredible. The first 2 weeks of taking this mushroom complex. And I made a ton of videos about it because it was the first time in my life I felt any like sort of relief from my ADHD symptoms. And it was magnificent. And I felt like this was magic. Like, truthfully, felt like it was sorcery. So I posted a lot about it. The brand ended up reaching out to me. I ended up getting an affiliate link with them. So if you end up wanting to buy this product, go to the link. I'll link it down below, but I'll also link it. It's always linked in my, is it still linked in my Instagram bio? I don't know. I'll link it down below. Or you can go to everydaydose.com. Use code Allison LaRue, AlysonLarue, for 15% off. But people kept commenting like, oh, you're only doing this because you're sponsored. I was not sponsored by them. I just got an affiliate link because of how much I talked about it. But like, I would never in a million years just do some shit like that to get money, especially when it comes to mental health. That's just like exploiting. That's just not right to me. I would not do that. Like, maybe if No, I can't even say that, because even if something wasn't working for me, I would not pretend it was saving my life. You know what I mean? Because I'm thinking, like, with, I'm trying to think of another example. Like, for example, a brand deal I have coming up is with a sex toy company. And, like, if I were to get that and it not be my favorite sex toy ever, I would still talk about it, you know? But if I hated it, I wouldn't. You know what I mean? I'm never going to be the type of person to be like, if this doesn't work for me, it's the greatest thing ever. No, like, if I'm sitting here saying it's the greatest thing ever, it's because it is. And even with, like, I'm thinking, like, even with this sex toy thing, if I get it and I don't like it, I'll be honest. Like, I'm not, I don't know. I just can't do that, because especially with someone, as someone with ADHD, like, we dopamine spend on things, and, like, a lot of my audience members have ADHD, so I'm not just going to sit here and promote a product that doesn't work and have you go buy it. No, absolutely not. So just know that. And also, like, I've been very honest with my entire journey about this, and you're going to hear me be honest coming up. Anyways, so I had it for 2 weeks and it was incredible. And then I ran out, and I had to go 2 weeks without it because I ran out of it. And ever since starting taking it again, it just hasn't been the same, which is so disappointing for me, because I was feeling so fucking good, and I'm still feeling really good. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't feel as bad as I did before I started, but, like, oh my God, I'd do anything to feel like I did those first 2 weeks. It was just, like, that was the best feeling in the world. And see what I mean when I say, like, it worries me because of my family's history with addiction. Dear God, that dog scared me. Like, I get it. I get how people get addicted to things, because literally I would do anything to feel the way I did those first 2 weeks and to function the way I did, and just to, like, oh my God, it pisses me off, because I'm like, this is just how neurotypical people function. And I have to, like, try so hard to do that. And it's just so frustrating. Like, I wish my brain just worked that way. Ugh. But I'm still taking the mushroom coffee. I have, like, about an hour or two right after I take it where I, like, my fatigue goes away and I get a lot of shit done. But then it, like, sort of wears off. But like I said, it's not like the same level of fatigue I had before I started taking it. It's just, like, I do still have fatigue. It's not chronic extreme fatigue like it was, but I'm still fatigued. I think honestly, the reason why it felt like magic miracle pixie dust to me in the beginning was because it was the first time I ever felt any relief from my symptoms. I had never taken ADHD medication at all. So, like, that was the first time I ever felt any sense of normalcy. So I honestly probably still feel the same way I did back then, but the newness of it wore off, you know, like, I still feel really good. I am going to take it with me to Europe. Like, I'm going to continue to take it, because not only do I feel good, but it's, like, so good for you. It's good for your brain. It's good for your gut. Like, it's good for you. Mushrooms are great for you. So I'm going to continue to take it. I've gotten my friends to buy it. Like, they're loving it. My mom loves it. Everyone loves it. But I'm the only person in my immediate circle, actually, besides one of my friends, and she also is in a similar situation to me. She hasn't treated her ADHD before, so it felt like miracle magic pixie dust to her. But everyone else who's tried it has treated their ADHD in the past, so they're like, yeah, I feel good. Like, my brain, I don't have as much brain fog, I am getting things done, I'm more productive. But, like, it's not what you're saying it is. And I had to sit with that, because I was like, am I lying to people? Like, is this a placebo effect? What's going on? And I think through that is when I realized, like, I did some digging and talking to people, that's how they felt when they first got medicated, of like, holy shit, I see everything in color for the first time. Like, my life has changed. With any type of ADHD treatment, whether it be natural or whether it be medication, there's this, like, euphoric moment at the beginning of it where you're like, oh my God, I feel incredible. And then that wears off, because that's just the newness of it all, you know? So that's sort of what I've been sitting with, of like, I still feel good, because if I didn't feel good, why would I still keep taking this? You know, it's literally just, I think, the newness that's worn off. But, like, I will absolutely continue to take this. I still feel good. I still get a way, like, I just try to reflect on how I was before I ever started taking this. And I'm like, obviously, girly, it's still working, because I recorded 2 podcast episodes yesterday. I'm recording 2 right now. Like, oh my God, 4 episodes in 2 days. I could have never recorded 1 episode in 4 weeks. Like, I get so much done, but I think also I'm just beating myself up because I don't know why. It's just the newness that's worn off. And I can't lie, I've had moments where I'm like, I kind of want to go to the doctors and talk to them about potentially trying prescription medication just to see like if I would feel that way again. But then I'm like, chill out, kid. Like, you feel good. You are functioning. You're doing great. It's just not the, like, I'm chasing that new exciting feeling. I'm not chasing like the actual results, if that makes sense, which is like literally dopamine chasing, which is what, you know, I don't know. And even the people I've talked to who are on Wellbutrin or even Adderall, like, they all have a downside. Everyone I talk to is like, yeah, I'm focused, I'm this, I'm that. I'm still tired, though. I think, like, fatigue and ADHD is just something we're always going to deal with. But there's got to be a way we can, like, get rid of it. There's got to be something we can do. And, you know, I wish I could get on here and give you all of that info and tell you I cracked the code. But I'm still working on it. I think one of the biggest things is not letting yourself sit the hell down until it's bedtime. On a bed, anyways. Sit down in a chair, but not a super comfy one, like a wooden chair. Because we all know if we sit down on our bed, even while we're cleaning our room, we're not getting back up. If we sit down in a comfy chair, we're sitting there for 3 hours. Like, I cannot sit somewhere comfy if I'm trying to get shit done. Literally, for work, I sit at the dining room table, I stand or I lay on the floor. But until it's bedtime or until I like can actually relax and have nothing left to do, I don't let myself sit somewhere comfy. Anyways, I'm really going to keep trying to figure out how to crack this fucking code with my fatigue, because I really want to help you guys with it. But I hope nobody's mad at me. But also, like, I was honest the entire time. Like, I literally was not making any of those videos to sell anything. Like, I was simply just the entire time sharing my journey. Like, I never got on being like, this is why you need to buy a mushroom complex. It was like, this is how this mushroom complex affected me in a way I didn't know. And a lot of that was my fatigue, or like, this is changing my life. And all of those things were so true. Like, I don't know. I just feel bad. But also, why would I feel bad? Because it's still helping me a lot. Like, I'm still recommending it to my friends. I'm still buying it for people, like, with my own money. Anyways, I don't know. I think I'm just feeling bad for some odd reason, and I don't want people to be mad at me. But, like, what would you be mad at me for? I've literally been nothing but honest. Oh, my God. Anyways, guys, I think I'm going to hop off of here because I do have other things written down in my list of things I want to talk about, but I'm going to save that for an episode on my ADHD toolbox and like what I keep in my toolbox, what kind of tools I have to pull out. Because once again, like, I never want to be completely dependent on something. And I do fully believe that we as ADHD people can, not all of us, but like me personally, I feel like in addition to this mushroom shit and like a toolbox, I can manage it and handle it really well, because I already am. And I just learned about my ADHD a couple months ago. So like, I'm at the beginning of my journey, babes. Anyways, I'm going to hop off here because I'm getting cold and it's getting dark. But I love you so much. Thanks for always being my friend and hanging out with me. I hope you treated yourself very nicely today. I hope you kissed your brain today. I hope you do something that makes you very happy and makes you feel very good. And I hope you figure out something that works for you. And thank you for listening. Please don't be mad at me. But also, once again, what the hell would you be mad at me for, even? If you found something that works really well for your ADHD, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. But if you are going to go the route of getting a mushroom complex, please, whatever you do, you don't have to get the brand I recommend at all. The reason I recommend it is because the ingredients are super clean, it's sourced well, and it's the only one I've tried. But if you don't want to get that one, just make sure whatever... Let me rephrase this. If you want to get a mushroom complex, just make sure whatever complex you get was grown on a wood log and it was not grown on oats. I burped, sorry. And also make sure that there is no mycelium in it and it was grown on... Make sure there's no mycelium in it and that it's 100% fruiting bodies. Essentially, mycelium is like what it's like the roots of the mushroom almost. And when there's mycelium in, that's just not where the goodies are. My camera stopped recording. Basically, what I was saying is we get the juice and the goods from the fruiting body, which is like the mushroom cap. And there's a bird flying around. That's where all the polysaccharides are. Not all of them. There are some polysaccharides in the mycelium in the roots. But like polysaccharides is the component of the mushroom that has the benefits that we want. So we want the element of the mushroom that has the most fruiting, that has the most polysaccharides, which is the fruiting bodies. When we have mycelium in our mushroom complexes, basically it's just like a diluted version of what we want, plus whatever it's stored in. So mycelium is stored in a lot of the times oats, grains, or rice, and we don't want that. Girl, I don't want a rice complex. I don't want a rice and roots complex. I want every ounce of the goodness I'm paying for and I'm wanting to get the full benefit of it. So that's why I say 100% fruiting bodies, no mycelium. And then also, grown in oats is just not natural. You want it to be grown how it's naturally supposed to in the wild, which is on a wood log. So make sure it's grown on a wood log, which is why I recommend everyday dose. Once again, if you want to use my link, Allison LaRue, at checkout for 15% off. But also, if you prefer not to drink coffee or matcha, I highly recommend Fresh Cap on Amazon. But ingredients that are great is chaga and lion's mane. Collagen is great. L-theanine is great. Cordyceps, reishi, maitake, turkey tail, all of them are great. Just look out for your ingredients. Make sure they're clean. Make sure they're double extracted. All the things. But I love you. Take care of yourself. You deserve healthy love. I'll see you later, friends.